GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, all coming out strongly against President Trump's idea that the United States take over Gaza. Some countries describing the plan as illegal, racist, non-negotiable, and absurd. However, says ABC's Terry Moran,
it is, in fact, a formal statement of policy. He said this is not something off the cuff, that he'd been thinking about it and talking about it. And what he said was the U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. He said, you know, we're going to do a job with it. We'll own it.
On Tuesday, the U.S. Postal Service suspended packages from China and Hong Kong. This morning, the USPS reversed course on that and said it would accept the packages. And as says, it's now working on an efficient collection mechanism for the new Trump tariffs. ABC News has learned that President Trump will sign another executive order today, this one banning transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. The White House expects the NCAA to change its rules in accordance with the order. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An arrest warrant has been issued for 40-year-old Gary Day of Cabot, Arkansas, in connection to the abduction of 16-year-old Sophia Franklin, who is the subject of an Amber Alert. Day faces two counts of abduction of a child and two counts of child enticement causing mental or bodily harm. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network released that Day's 2014 Black Buick LaCrosse has been seen with both Arkansas and Pennsylvania license plates. Shanties are going up on the ice and anglers are getting ready. Sturgeon spearing season gets underway in northeast Wisconsin Saturday. Last year's season wasn't that good due to warm weather and bad ice conditions. This year's season looks to be better as a couple of cold snaps helped make ice. However, last week's warm-up caused some cracking and some sinkholes. Officials advise checking with local fishing clubs for ice conditions before going out on the ice. Watch out for Christmas trees and other markers that indicate dangerous areas or open water. And while some places have 16 to 18 inches of ice, which is sufficient for vehicles to travel on, officials say no ice is 100% safe. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election officially got underway Tuesday. Voters can now cast their absentee ballots in person. Early voting for the spring primary will close on February 16th. The primary features one statewide race for superintendent, as well as various local elections, including a primary for Appleton Common Council District 11. There's also a primary race in Winnebago County for county exec. Residents can check the exact dates and locations offered for early voting in their area at myvote.wi.gov or contact your local clerk's office. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
Wisconsin over Indiana again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The last time the Indiana Hoosiers won a game in Madison was 1998. The Badgers winning again last night, 76-64. Wisconsin continues to improve on offense. Head coach Greg Gard.
This group is a very connected group. I mean, they enjoy hanging around with each other. They're a very loose group. They're very coachable, and they want to win. They understand when we come out and play hard and are aggressive. It's not always going to be perfect, but when we do get all things all firing at all cylinders, we're a handful for teams. They thrive and are excited for games.
Marquette with a disappointing loss in New York, bowing to St. John's, 70-64. Head coach Rick Pitino turning the Red Storm's program around. NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Milwaukee hoping to snap a four-game losing streak. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow at 2 p.m. with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with a high of 29 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow with some freezing drizzle. Could get a half inch to an inch with a low of 24, and that freezing drizzle could make things a little slick tomorrow morning. We will clear out. It will be windy with a high tomorrow near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm telling you, she doesn't want flowers, she wants plants. This is your new Wisco 411. I'm Amanda Nimmer, and I am strongly recommending that you sign yourself and your special someone up for a Hart Hoya Valentine's Day class at the Plant People on February 8th at 11 a.m. Why? Because flowers die, and as long as you try a little bit, plants don't. So what are you waiting for? Sign up. Go to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Back, everybody. Johnny's eating his soup, and since he's eating that, I'm going to tell you why he's eating soup. Is that, as you know, this is Super Bowl week, S-O-U-P, and we have 17 restaurants that are participating. And if you go there and buy soup, part of the proceeds go to the new community shelter, which is, of course, the homeless shelter here in Greater Green Bay, serving all of Brown County. Today, we had some soup dropped off. Johnny, what do you think?
Oh, it's fantastic. I got the turkey,
wild chicken.
Or the chicken wild mushroom cream soup. It's fantastic. I didn't do that. I got the creamy chicken and wild rice soup.
And I am having the split pea ham, which is kind of a staple.
Okay.
What's wrong with split pea? Is like awesome.
Would anybody really, if you had a choice, would you take split pea?
I make that.
No. Okay. Oh, yep. One yet.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you're from like Illinois.
He's from Southern Illinois.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Heather. Tell us, Heather.
Heather.
Shannon.
Who does he have on his mind? Heather.
Hello, Heather.
Shannon. Wow. Shannon, tell us about it. You're kind of in charge of this whole event with the new community shelter.
I am, yes. So this morning we brought in some soup from Not By Bread Alone. Amazing place.
That is a great place.
So right now they are featuring four different soups every day.
Okay.
Typically they only do two, but because of the Super Bowl, they're doing four. Excuse me. So right now we have creamy chicken and wild rice, sweet potato coconut, split pea and ham, and white bean and vegetable they have today.
That sweet potato sounds interesting.
Yeah, coconut.
Yeah.
I want to eat it after, just in case. You know what I mean? Because I want to say this stuff is awesome.
I mean,
and I'm
everything
sure that coconut, they got great bread that goes along with it, which is very cool.
The bread is great.
So you can't go wrong. So they are actually donating 50% of their soup sales this week, which is awesome.
That's huge.
They were the winners last year.
Okay, of donations.
They raised the most money last year.
And how long does this go?
So this goes until Sunday, February 9th.
Okay.
End of the day.
All right. So you guys get out. Go to our website or go to the new community shelter website. There's 17 restaurants. And what they're doing is, you know, they want you to come in, obviously, and try their great soups. But also, you know, some of the proceeds, like here at Not By Bread Alone, 50% goes to the community shelter. And we need the money. And it goes to help the homeless community here in
Greater
Green Bay.
And it helps our community and big time. Our local businesses.
Absolutely.
All right.
Great
thing. Thank you,
guys. Thank you for coming in. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds
all right,
good.
More soup
appreciate
tomorrow.
Very much.
Yes.
Right now we've got Jim Murray and Greg Belver from HME
awesome.
Home Medical. You guys got a big fundraiser coming up as well in February, and I'm might be your next customer. It was like pop this Achilles tendon one more time. Oh, what do you think? Got something for me to get me around?
These guys are rad.
Always. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Actually, I got to tell you something funny. So I called Todd yesterday at 5:15. I think it was about 5:15 yesterday morning. And he's like, okay, this can't be good if you're calling me this early. And I said, check the closet. I think we got a pair of crutches in there. So he did. Well, they were, the last time they were used, They were at Packers starting center Josh Myers, who's 6'6". So having Todd somehow adjust those from 6'6" Josh Myers, we left him here, to me, that had to be an adventure, Todd.
Well, maybe I can work part-time for you guys.
You're hired.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
And the cool thing about home medical, you have everything there. I mean, you guys have everything there. I am a customer, but part of your business is sleep apnea, which is something that I think a lot of people have, and I don't think a lot of people are addressing right now. Yeah. And you said it's... Tell me a little bit about that. I want to get back to the whole
chairlift
stuff.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Good.
So, Jim Murray, been with HME 9 years next month, this month. Yeah. And Mayor's right. We dabble in everything.
Yeah.
And we try to be that solution place for when people are kind of going in circles. Where do I get this?
Yeah.
And you have everything. It's so easy to get to. You know, I just right off Riverside, it was the old, for people who... You know, lived here for a while. Brennan Buick. Yep. Easy, super easy parking. And then I do like when you walk in that front door how nice people are. You've got that customer service thing going for you there.
You know what I got from you guys one time when I heard it in my disc in my back? What?
You're this walking...
It was lifting my son out of a car seat, Jim, on Christmas Day in your hometown. So anyway. They said take a Whirlpool. And I didn't have Whirlpool access, but I got one of those things in my old bathtub. You guys rented a thing, hook up to the back, and that was phenomenal. I didn't want to give it back. That thing was awesome and so easy to hook up. That helped me a bunch.
You probably could have benefited from electric stimulation, the TENS units. There's all sorts of solutions.
Big into electric stimulation. You let me know what you got. I want to rent it.
Okay, let's move on. Tell us about you.
I'm Greg Belliver. I'm Greg Belliver. I was been here about not quite a year yet.
Right.
I'm in business development and also operations. So we're just doing a lot of things there. We're growing. We're doing a lot of different things. And Jim needed someone else to help out. He was too busy. So here I am.
Good problem to have, huh, Jim?
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about it. With my job and been to a lot of seminars. People really want to stay in their homes. Yeah. They do. They really do. And they tear up how bad they want to stay in their homes. And sometimes it's expensive, but sometimes it's not that expensive. It's just that they don't know how to get it done. You know, even the bars and the showers. And tell us some of the things that you're doing there, because I mean, you're doing a double thing. You're helping these people, but boy, you're really giving them a peace of mind that they're not going to have to go to some.
And for whatever reason, there seems to be so much more awareness about things like
this.
Which
is awesome.
We were just talking about this the other day. Average assisted living is somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000
a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mom did it.
So we have a home modification department that can really help baby step folks into the world of modifying their home to make it safer the older you get. So maybe it starts with a grab bar by the... You know, in the toilet or coming out of the shower.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe it's a ramp to get up those real steep stairs in the garage or you know, so there you can really take very small steps and have a giant outcome from it. You know, we talked about, I think last time we were here, falls in the home is the number one thing that takes us.
Well, what do we have on? Firefighters or something?
Yeah,
their number one call. It's false.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think people sometimes think, well, we got to move. But they don't. Yep. And, you know, even NWTC has, they have some programs to help. And, I mean, you guys are the experts. But I think there's some people who really have some empathy for people because the house is just not their home. That's their memories. I mean, that is like.
They don't want to leave. Hardest thing in the world is getting my mom out of her old house.
I'm leaving
my hardest thing in the world. Yeah. Most heartbreaking thing in the world.
Well, it is. It is. And you know. I grew up in my mom and dad's house, their last home, and it's sentimental. It's very hard, and that's what our staff deals with all the time, is change in lifestyle.
And I bought my mother-in-law one of those lift chairs, which, you know, I don't know, because those of us that don't use them didn't even know. Those are, like, they're unbelievable.
Amazing. They are. When I started at HME, we had lift chairs with two or three motors. Now they have five or six motors in them, and they do everything. It's literally infinite positioning with one of these.
But I'm going to tell you, they don't look like a lift chair. Right. That's what I like about it. My mom has it now in Appleton. And
Tony Soprano's mom had one of those. Remember the Sopranos?
We sell a few of those, okay. But most of our lift chairs, just like the mayor's talking about, you'd put in your home theater or you'd put in your living room and match it up to your furniture.
Wow.
They're really wonderful.
And you have tell us a little bit about what you have going on with the lift chairs.
So I think this is our third or fourth year that we've been trying to do our part in the community and help support the CP Telethon, which is coming up fast in next month. And so we devised...
And God bless those people that work there
at the CP
Center. That's an awesome event.
Yeah,
incredible.
It is. So we just do a real simple discount. The customer gets 15% off, and we take an additional 5% and set it aside for the CP Telethon.
Oh, nice.
And I think last year we sold, 15, 20, 25 chairs.
Great.
And at the end of the month, we were able to give a nice, little check to
the
CP
Telethon.
And, those chairs, you don't – one is going to – they last a long time. Yeah. I bet you I've had that chair, I think about 15 years, and it's still – It's awesome.
Funny, we just were servicing a chair just on the west side here, and in the other room was their original lift chair. It was 12, 15 years old. Right. Never broke. She loved that chair. She wanted to buy another one. They just didn't make it anymore, so she bought the next thing closest to it, and she had a little hand control thing that we replaced under warranty.
Another thing, too, is I dealt with some builders, and they said, when a younger couple or whomever would come in to talk about getting a house built, and they'd say, do you ever have any in the back of your mind or your dad or your mom or some elderly person could possibly be living there? And they're like, well, yeah, you never knew. And then when they built it, they'd have for the entrances and different things. Can you talk about that a little bit, what people should do to look at?
Yeah. So, and that's something our home modification team does too. They'll talk to new home builders.
Right.
And talk to them about,
zero clearance type things.
Yep. Zero clearance, getting in through doorways and thresholds.
Wider doors,
lower countertops, maybe in the bathroom or in the kitchen, beefing up the framing around where you might install a stair lift.
But for existing homes, like my house, 46 steps. I mean, those old homes in Astor Park that are 100 years old, that's all steps. That scares people. I remember when I first bought the house, my mom came over. She goes, you're not going to like this house someday. I'm like, Mom, I spent my whole life savings on it. She goes, and it was because of the steps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you guys address that.
Yeah, we can take care of that for you. When you think about those older homes, my mom and dad had one, and those steps seem really steep to today's steps.
I know. It's true.
The treads aren't real deep.
Yeah,
they're scary. So we probably do 3-4 stair lifts a week.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It's our number one product in home modification is doing, well, we do a lot of ramps on the outside of the home, but stair lifts inside the home, we're probably doing 3 or 4.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
so
awesome.
Really,
that's awesome. What a peace of mind.
And that could be the difference between somebody staying in their house or not.
And you don't, up the stairs is tough, but you don't want to fall down the stairs either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you don't want to do that.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the CPACs and things like that, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Jim thinks I got it and I'm going to.
Well, I don't think I know. So we're talking about the CPAC, and that's people who have this sleep apnea. And sleep apnea, it's kind of hard to diagnose if you live alone. You wake up in the middle of the night, but to get it diagnosed, and there's easier ways to do that now. Tell us
about that. When I was at deer camp this year, my brother said, I think you just stop breathing when you're sleeping. Is that a symptom?
Like for 45 seconds,
Oh, my goodness. I have a younger brother that's real healthy, and he said the same thing to me, so feel bad.
All right, thank you.
The oxygen is usually a good thing.
But you guys got
we got to get...
But wait till we talk about the modern technology you guys have to give these tests, right? Mm-hmm.
And we need to do that.
Because I don't want to go sleep in a test tube type thing with people watching me. Because I might have some weird dream.
They don't want to watch either.
I'm just saying, Jim. Jim Murray, Greg Belliver, HME, Home Medical, very important stuff. Stay with us.
I do believe in you, and I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But now we've realized love's not all that it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 1944, when Franklin Roosevelt said he would run for a fourth term, discussions began on a constitutional amendment to limit a U.S. president to two terms in office. In 1951, the 22nd Amendment was ratified. Now, a Tennessee congressman wants to repeal it. Would it actually be possible for Donald Trump to be president again? January 23rd, Representative Andy Ogles introduced a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to provide that no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than three times. While the resolution received a lot of attention, constitutional amendments require a two-thirds majority in Congress and be ratified by three-quarters of the states, neither of which is likely. Trump himself has flirted with the idea of staying in the presidency. The Hill reported Trump told GOP leaders, quote, "I suspect I won't be running again unless you do something. Unless you say, he's so good, we just have to figure it out." A recent Politico article explained another scenario where a loophole in the 22nd Amendment could allow another presidential candidate to run with Donald Trump as vice president. The new president would then step down, allowing Trump to become president again. A 1999 Minnesota Law Review article discusses this and other such vaguely legal maneuvers as well. Unlikely, yes. Out of the question, no. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Now, Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after.
Anytime my wife and I go out, when we go back to the house, she's always shocked how fast I get into bed, right? I don't know what you people do after a night out. When I go home, I brush my teeth, take my clothes, and boom, right in bed. I don't know what she does in that bathroom. The noises that are coming out of there, the water, the watch. She comes out rolling her face with some spiked roller. I go, is that, you're bleeding. Is that helping you? My mother uses that to make pasta. Why are you using that on your forehead? Then she puts some Korean mask on. You ever see the mask? As soon as you see the mask, you're like, no sex tonight. There goes that. You're going to make love to a hockey goalie?
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Can't wait to see that guy.
That is funny.
We're with Jim Murray and Greg Bellavere from HME Home Medical. They're going to be doing a big fundraiser for CP coming up in February, or this is February, for a big fundraiser for them. But let's talk about some of the other practical things in a home that you guys can help with.
Yeah, Jim mentioned the stair lifts and the ramps. A lot of the older homes, especially in Green Bay, we have that are beautiful homes. Another problem is sometimes in the showers and the bathrooms.
Right.
That's a huge problem.
Where a lot of accidents happen.
And if you don't have a solution there, that alone can force you into an assisted living, you know, or something out of your home. And so that, you know, for example, this month we do these all the time, but this month we have a 25% off for our barrier-free and curb showers. So our team, our home mod team, will come in, do a free estimate, look at your situation. What do you need? They do the full evaluation of the situation you have there, and decide, hey, what do you need? Right? What would you like to do? They can come in and put a whole new shower in with no barriers there. They can cut cutouts of tubs so where you can get into the tub in and out
with a door type thing.
It's somewhere like
I
a little
like
door.
Those.
Yeah. So you can still have a tub if you needed it.
Right.
But you can put a little insert in it for the tub or take it out to be able to get in and out. of the showers. You don't need to do a full shower.
This is cool that you guys are kind of like a one-stop shopping for something like this versus saying, I got to get a contractor, I got to do whatever. You guys can handle all that
Absolutely. And a free estimate.
Yeah.
Because people are, you know, older people, a little bit more afraid of, you know, getting ripped off. And you guys are so credible. I mean, you've been around forever and you got just, you know.
It's what you do.
Yeah, great company. And that really, even kids who are kids, people my age who are, for your parents, I mean, you can take this. They've done a lot for you. You can do something for them right now and have them invite you guys over to look at that whole shower because that's so important.
And usually we get a lot of the kids come in, right?
Right.
Or they bring their parents with them or they come for their parents and they don't know the options. You know, I wouldn't have known the options either. We have the options and we can show you and explain all the options to you. It's pretty amazing what's done nowadays.
I just think there's so much more awareness on these sorts of things than there's ever been before. I mean, I would have done anything for my mom to have some of these kind of things. She'd had a very severe stroke, lived by herself, you know, and she'd be grabbing a corner of a dresser or something to walk with. You know what I mean? And you guys have taken this to a whole new level.
Yeah, really. And you bring up a good point. You could bring mom into the store and she can see and touch everything.
Yeah.
We have working stair lifts that go up a set of stairs.
And, they can try them out?
And she can ride them up.
Take a test ride?
Stairs. Yep.
I would be doing that all day. Yeah. Right there.
And
all day long,
waving,
I'd be doing that.
And waving,
You know, the barrier-free showers that Greg talked about are right over in the corner. We just added a new vignette in the showroom with ceiling lifts for some CP patients and some of our other patients. So everything in our store around the home modification area, you can see it and touch it.
And you know, another thing that, and Jim was talking about this too with different people, and I worked a bunch in Appleton and Oshkosh with old veterans and homes and things. And some of these people are so heavy that you need very specialized things to move some of these people around. Yep. You guys deal with that too, I imagine?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So safe work and load is everything when we're moving patients.
Right.
And so we've got
the whole, you got it all,
various things all right. that can accommodate everybody.
My dad had that. It was at home because he didn't want to die at home. And he was bigger guy. And what a great thing to have your equipment there versus us kids trying to do it manually, you know. And there's also some dignity with what you have.
Absolutely.
So it was a great thing. Yeah. You know, I just, Johnny, retain that this is this has grown, but it needed to. It was, you guys were kind of tucked away too. I mean, you guys have made a huge investment in Green Bay. I mean, you were tucked away in that little corner and that's
Costco, we were off of Webster Ave there
and Maine, right? Kind of.
Yeah.
And now you've got,
actually, that's where I got my thing for. That's where I know that. That's right. Because I don't know if you had one of your people. I don't know. You guys haven't been there long enough, probably. But somebody kept calling, sir, we need that back. Sir, I was enjoying it so much. Yeah. Have a glass of wine and sit in there, probably because of my own spa.
No, we're blessed to have this location, the old Brennan Buick location on Riverside Drive.
Everybody knows where that is.
Thousands of cars. I'm fighting with the city of Alloway to let me have a digital board out front so I can, do some promotions, bring some awareness to what
we're doing. Green Bay, I'd give it to you.
Speaking of that showroom. I mean, it is big. We have a nice showroom.
Oh, and we had cars in there.
I invite everyone to come in and check it out. Again, our stairs, we have our lift chair event for the CP telethon. We're going to be giving back 5% of all our sales for the month of February to the CP. And I tell you, we have probably 30 or 40 of these chairs you can sit in and try out. And it's really nice. And again, they're chairs I would like to have in my home.
Awesome.
And that, I just want to underscore again, the free in-home evaluation. I don't think you can say that enough because, I mean, that's just a great service because people you send in there, there's different options. Everybody think, I got to do this. No, you don't. You can do this or that, and it's a little less expensive, or do this or that. It's kind of the Cadillac. But
and you couldn't, like where I was from, a small little town in the UP, they didn't have anything like this. I mean, you'd have to come to a Green Bay to find something like that. And I remember one time, finally, my dad or my brother had one of his welders where he worked make some grab bars. That was the only way. You had to make them yourself. You know what I mean? And they just didn't have these things accessible and available.
Right.
Well, and I would say, you know, grab bars, we've got, 12-inch, 24-inch, 36-inch, everything available. They make them in different finishes. I would say probably 50% of the people that buy them install them themselves. And if you're not comfortable doing it, we'll send our people over.
That's awesome. Okay, we got to go here with this. But next, I want you guys to come back soon. I want to really talk about the CPAC, the whole thing, okay?
Yeah, we're going to get you sleep.
I really want to get this.
You need better sleep.
I know, exactly. So I won't be so cranky in the morning. Well, he's here.
I'll pay for it.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. Jim Murray, thank Greg you. Belevere. Did I pronounce it right, Greg? Belevere?
Belevere.
Belevere. Mm-hmm. Greg Bear. HME Home Medical. Doing a big fundraiser for cerebral palsy, which is phenomenal. Thank you guys for being part of our show.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks
appreciate
a lot.
It. Thank you. Can't wait to see you
again. Appreciate
guys.
It.
Quick break. Back at this.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. After the spread of election fraud falsehoods, more people became interested in observing the Wisconsin election process. Clerks welcomed more people to watch it all for themselves, but there weren't a ton of rules in place. That may soon change. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
After nearly 2 years of public meetings, collecting comments, and often heated discussion, the bipartisan commission agreed on some ground rules. Ultimately, these new rules require that observers show ID, make clear when they're allowed to start watching for the day and where they need to be in terms of closeness to voters, and guarantee access to disability accommodations and restrooms. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs, a Democrat.
The key is it guarantees observation at the time the zero tabulation is run that morning. That is the beginning of the open elections process, and it guarantees that observers have the right to be there. And that's an important part of the process. People want to make sure that the voting machines are showing a zero. That begins the time at which observers have a right to be present, even if it's before polls open at 7.
Fellow Commissioner and Republican Don Millis.
Not everything is sunshine and roses when the commissioners meet. You know, we have very heated arguments, and so we had some disagreements about some of the things that we talked about. But at the end of the day, we felt that it was more important to have a rule than not to have a rule.
Their point is that if 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats on the Wisconsin Elections Commission all agree that this is the best way forward, they hope Wisconsinites and lawmakers get on board too. The commission would like to have this rule in place for the 2026 elections. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with a high of 29 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow with some freezing drizzle. Could get a half inch to an inch with a low of 24, and that freezing drizzle could make things a little slick tomorrow morning. We will clear out. It will be windy with a high tomorrow near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, why did Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel use AI to digitally alter a photo of his opponent Susan Crawford to make her look ashamed? If he wants to see shame, he should look in the mirror. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Is that temperature right, Todd? I just 4 degrees? Or was there supposed to be something else in front of
it? No, it was this morning.
Wow, 4 degrees this morning. 11 in Oshkosh, 12 in Appleton. Do we have Terry there?
No. Oh, no, sir.
I was looking
at Nikki, though. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Stumbling and bumbling.
Yeah, but this rap, Jim figured it out. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't put it on me.
No. But, God, no.
Well, it's hard to wrap your own ankles. You can't get
them. It's bare. It's like if you had a sock on, I would have considered
it. I had the other one. I had the one that you wrap up ice pack with.
I got that in my freezer.
Yeah.
So, but thank you for doing what you've been doing.
You know what? Here's the thing. So, Nikki has joined us as a marketing person with us, salesperson. Mm-hmm. But what would we do without Mother Nikki?
I don't know.
And I mean, she wipes up after you. She cleans up after
you. She brought
me
stuff last night.
Can we clarify
night?
That? The wipe up.
Yeah, John's not there yet.
You've seen the coffee area.
The detritus.
I thought you meant he's...
Wiping. Correct.
I thought he sold the chair.
No, I won't.
I am suffering in silence with this thing.
I want to take a picture of this desktop right now.
I know. This is I know. Good.
You should have saw the coffee area
I
earlier.
I can only imagine. Todd, we do not, you are not paid enough.
I know.
At all.
I agree.
I know. It's amazing what we can do
and
in 3 hours.
We had company today. I know. And we didn't clean up. And it's like,
But you know, I will say this. Kudos to Todd, the GM here, is every good office has like an office mother, an office mom. I mean, really. And at City Hall.
I'm too young. I am too cool.
Yes.
To be that.
Take all the bread.
But
here, I don't want to. I'm off car. Todd,
that's okay.
Todd, I'm not eating carbs.
Stop.
It's kind of nice, though.
I'm not eating carbs.
Here, you guys, there's this Super Bowl thing is happening. Hilly Haven just dropped off.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, do you?
Oh, fantastic. Here, thank you, Hilly Haven.
Yes. Look at this.
What kind is it?
I'm reading.
I'm still surprised you took this.
It takes
split
me
pea.
A while. That split pea was good, though.
Vegetable. Was it good?
Yeah.
All right.
Hilly Haven's participating in the Super Bowl. Chicken pot pie.
Oh, bring
clam
it here.
Clam chowder.
Pass that right over.
Bean and ham.
I'll try the bean.
I'll take the clam chowder.
All right.
If you want to explain what Super Bowl is again.
Okay, Super Bowl is... Obviously, the Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday. This Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R Bowl, is 17 restaurants in the greater Green Bay community are participating. And when you go in there and buy soup to go, you can buy a quart of soup to go, or you can go there and have their soup. A portion of your purchase goes to help the new community shelter here in Green Bay, which
homeless
is, of course,
shelter.
The homeless shelter that serves Brown County 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And, you know, the money we take in goes to our residents. I mean, we pinch pennies over there. And so this is just great, this Super Bowl thing. It's a good fundraiser for us. And we
great
just,
time to go buy soup.
It kind of is. With
I mean,
four,
it really is. 4 degrees.
That's why we keep it at
and
4 degrees.
Look, doesn't it just looking out this window is kind of depressing. It's like the snow is dirty now that they plowed up and the streets are slippery. And it's just got that feeling of now we're in the middle of winter.
Yeah, you don't, when you walk anywhere, you keep your head down.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. People, you don't make eye contact with people because don't engage. You just want to.
It's
buckle down
of,
and get to where you're
year.
Going.
But I want to say that Hilly Haven, you know, they talk about how
yes,
great.
Thank you, Hilly Haven.
It is. They're soup is, but they also, I'm reading here, come and enjoy an awesome restaurant that serves all your favorites, hamburgers, wraps, pizzas, and more. But they have a food special soup every week. Friday fish fry with different fish and a special $4 grasshopper. Doesn't that sound good?
Oh.
Grasshopper?
Yeah.
You.
What?
It's so sweet. I don't like sweet things.
Didn't you drink those when you were in high school?
No.
No. High school?
Wow.
No, okay, let me tell you.
Wow, Mr. Mayor.
No, no, no. Let me tell you.
Mother, no. I'm having Johnny. Some school chums.
No, it's not that.
Could you make us some Johnny. Grasshoppers, let me tell you, please, Mother?
No.
Oh,
let me tell
yes, Jim. Yeah. I'll do that
let me
for
tell you.
You.
No.
Exactly.
They're
thank
my
you.
Favorite
chums. You guys, let me explain.
Bring out the linens for your chums.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. You know why I drank grasshoppers in high school? The nuns would have a, like, big picnic.
A sociable.
A huge picnic out at Silver Lake College. Like, it was like just a whole flock. It was like hundreds.
A gaggle of nuns.
A gaggle.
Like that. You know that doesn't exist anymore?
Gaggle of
Silver
nuns?
Silver Lake? The college. It's gone. It's just like, it's gone.
It's gone's vapor. Yeah. I know. But I just want to tell you why. And my dad would sponsor. We'd have to take the truck and take out all the chairs, go to a church, pick up all the chairs, take the chairs out there. Anyway, they served them dinner and the bishop came. But then they would have grasshoppers and we would
partake.
We would imbibe. And we were in high school when we did that.
Wow. So
that's grasshoppers to me. And you can talk to my brothers, my cousins, because we all had to go out there
so
and do
that. So that was your first introduction.
I wish. No.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
Mine was, I'll tell you what mine was. Mine was dandelion.
Some Mogan David?
Mine was dandelion wine. Do you have dandelion wine?
No. We had Boone's Farm.
Well, this was homemade. We'd steal it from Delangelo's grandma in the basement. But that was my first one.
Yeah.
No, that was turpentine.
Yeah.
It tasted like it. Oh, man, it was terrible.
Anyway, but grasshoppers are great. And Hilly Haven is awesome. So, yeah, let's all participate.
So, Hilly Haven, obviously, open year round. They've got golf simulators and a great kitchen. So thank you, Hilly Haven, for partaking in the Super Bowl to help us out with
that. And by not by bread alone today, also brought some in.
Yeah.
And so, I have to say this.
This is a good week.
They when you think
so
about
extra.
Your childhood, maybe a song comes to mind or two, right?
Yeah.
I've come up with the song for Jim's childhood.
Okay.
After hearing the story about the gaggle of nuns and the grasshopper.
Here we go.
Just Sunday morning.
Oh, man.
Do you think this is Jim's alarm?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, the
when he was a child?
That's like the doorbell to the Schmidt estate.
As soon as his feet hit the ground.
No,
the prince
is
awake.
No, my Schmidt dad made estate. Us work. No. Who shall I say is calling?
We were working. No, we were working. But anyway, yes. But the Super Bowl thing, and tomorrow we're continue our Super Bowl week.
Yeah, over at Vintage Rose.
Which is
going
to be fun.
Yes.
And they
yes.
have great soup as well. So, yeah, I hope people participate in this because, you know, Todd
has think to... You think I can eat, even though I'm getting
yes,
a root canal?
We are calling your...
I could have sworn they said not to eat before
honey,
that.
Honey. Why? They don't put you under. You're getting numbed.
Okay.
There's no nitrous involved
I think
for you tomorrow.
There.
So I'm going to have a croissant?
That's what I'm having.
All right, have a chicken salad croissant.
All of it.
All right. All right. And some soup, probably?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
I'm excited to be there because they were so great to us at the, where Michael from Simple Life Hospitality had the Packer House and they brought over all that stuff and they're big listeners, they're big sponsors. So I can't wait to get over there and you know, be at their place.
They
got
are
a text
so
here for
excited.
Jim from William. How about a pink squirrel, Mayor?
I love
those are
pink
good
squirrels.
Too.
What is
you
it?
Know that William could be my brother.
Oh.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh,
I don't believe so.
Okay.
A pink squirrel has
ice cream.
Amaretto and maraschino cherry.
Seems like it would taste like Pepto-Bismol.
No, fantastic.
Vodka.
And if you can get,
it's got vodka.
Sometimes I don't want the ice cream.
A lot of vodka.
Because, well, that's probably why I like it.
Ice cream and vodka doesn't sound good.
Right.
We got to add some
But you can sometimes talk, if you have a very skilled bartender, they can create the martini version of it.
Ah.
Get the same flavor.
What's the flavor?
Maraschino cherry.
Oh, okay.
Very light.
It's light. Okay. It's great.
So an after-dinner type drink?
Oh, 100%. Okay. It's the cousin of the grasshopper.
And the golden Cadillac.
And what's
I don't know
in
that one either.
Amaretto. What's in a Google?
You know a lot of drinks.
Well, it's all the after dinner drinks.
We used to drink. I mean, my parents entertained.
Supper club.
Yeah.
The supper club tour. Over.
My dad, I told you, he made us. Where? I don't know.
Can you hear the blender at the Schmidt?
No, but
absolutely.
It wasn't even that, but sixth, seventh grade.
Where's the grasshopper?
It
Come
wasn't
on.
That.
What's she doing we, back there? Come on. Is that the way it was?
John Mino yelling for meatloaf.
Yes. Jim Lim yelling for a grasshopper.
Pink squirrel, please.
I made him.
Mrs. Schmidt, I'll have another hunk of that meatloaf if you don't mind. Yep.
Ah, anyway,
you go, Johnny.
We took care of the nuns.
Oh, look at how Jim cleans up after himself.
I was doing that to impress Nikki.
I appreciate that.
But, yeah. We do have the messiest right now. We have the messiest.
You guys are hot mess.
Studio
express.
Counter, whatever you want to count it, in radio history.
Right, and you had so many guests. In
I know.
Today.
And here I just
great lineup.
So Jim asked me why I'm wearing. It's like because I didn't. That's the only thing I had clean, and I don't. So I'm dressed like a bum.
Yeah, it all fits. It all works together. Today. I know. Messy dressed like a bum
and barefoot, limping around
on 4 degrees.
There's skid marks now everywhere.
There are skid marks
from
out
the,
in
the yeah. rubber
from
on
where?
Your cane.
Oh, I thought we were talking about.
Nope.
Okay, will you wrap my ankle for me?
I thought you were.
I think
no,
Nikki,
don't do that.
Mark Hewson has texted and said that I'm supposed to take you to the walk-in clinic over by Titletown.
And you to go to that walk-in
there
clinic.
Is well, walk-in is a very loose term at this point for
right.
you, but. There's also concern that because you can see your Achilles, so it's clearly still intact.
You're right.
So that's good.
So it's not torn.
Oh, it didn't separate. No,
it is not.
I know.
Right.
It's
so
not.
You may have tweaked it.
Right.
Or
he stretched
has
it too
something
far.
Else.
We, that fluid.
Mark, it's
that
not.
Fluid.
It has the gout settled somewhere else.
Oh,
because you had
because you
had
gout.
You have a history of that.
I think that's what it
and
is.
And your diet. I've been meaning to talk
oh my
to you
gosh.
About
it. Oh my gosh, I eat better than I've ever eaten in my life.
Doesn't mean, but you are
Dollar
the
store.
Number one candidate for gout based on the rich
based
meats
on
you eat.
Right,
so just do some research.
Packet.
Mix in a vegetable every once in a while.
I eat
John.
A lot of it. In fact, the bag of vegetables I used for my foot the other night, I
don't
ate those
even
last
tell
night.
Me you ate those then.
I ate those.
No. Nope.
What's
nope.
wrong with that?
Another they were completely intact.
I will
they
say.
They have been thawed
but I will,
and frozen.
No, no.
And thawed.
No, I didn't refreeze them.
Yeah. But
I just took them right from my bedroom, right, and put them in the pot. The pot that you gave me. What?
It doesn't make it better.
They were completely sealed. It's not like they were.
I know, but no, thanks.
Really?
No. No, so, couldn't do it. Nope. I would have a designated vegetable bag. I would buy vegetables.
They were frozen vegetables.
I didn't open them.
I didn't have any ice cubes.
And like you said, they tasted better after he smoked pot in his bedroom.
Oh, my
so.
Gosh. So,
yeah, that, something?
Yeah, that's what I do, Jim. I smoke pot in my bedroom here. You're right.
I missed the story. I was kind of reading.
Welcome to the Schmidt Estate. Who shall we say is calling?
I love the look on Todd's face as he's just like, oh, yeah, Jim.
Message Jim, you have a caller.
And it just,
I'm done.
It,
all right.
just,
it is a gaggle of nuns with a jug of pink lady.
Pink squirrel.
Pink squirrel.
Pink squirrel.
Pink lady was.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I used to love Pink Lady. Remember that? They'd have it at
no.
A, don't you remember it was made out of like marshmallows? And do you ever have Pink Lady salad? No.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, that's a
fluff?
Staple up in. Yeah, it's like pink fluff. It's like fluff.
Like a Watergate salad.
I don't know about that. It's in the UK,
pistachio?
They call it Pink Lady. It's really delicious.
I mean, what is it? What is
it's
it?
It's like a fluff.
Like marshmallow.
So
and
I've looked it up. Pink Lady salad recipe with pineapple is Pink Lady salad. It's five ingredients. Jello.
Yep.
Cottage cheese.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Canned
that is.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
And Cool Whip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool Whip.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Did you mean to say it like
cool.
Stewie?
Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
But yours was homemade whipping cream, Jim. Homemade whipping.
What would the servants make for dessert?
No, we didn't. We weren't big dessert people. People always ask that. Did you have dessert? No, we didn't have.
Because you're drinking all the ice cream beverages.
We had ice cream a lot. We had a lot of ice cream. We did have a lot of ice cream.
Your brothers, by the way, are big guys. I mean, they look like football players. Like they played offensive line in high school.
Low center of gravity.
Not that much. No, they're tall.
But my dad
is tall, but they're like 6 foot, right?
Yes. Oh, you mean
pretty
big
close.
That way? Because they're
They're tall.
They're heavy.
They're
bigger guys. Just, you know.
You don't have to put stones in their pocket.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know, and my dad, my dad and I were born on the same day, right? 30 years apart. If you look at a picture of him when he's like 33, 34, you look at a picture of me when I'm 33, you can't tell us apart.
Really?
But he also was like 270, and I do not want to do
wow.
that.
Wow. Wow.
That is not my plan.
But he was probably taller. He's probably the size of your brothers, right? Or no?
Probably
no?
A couple inches taller than me.
Well, you guys did eat well then.
Huh?
I was joking about the servants, but did your mom have anybody to help her prepare meals? I mean, because she was feeding 13
well, the
people,
oldest,
right?
The oldest children.
She had.
Okay.
A couple people that.
But I mean, sometimes for
that's
a regular meal, you'd have 13 people, right?
Well, Johnny, they were in college. Right?
Yeah, I know.
Think
but,
about the,
but for
the,
Thanksgiving,
the
you might have had.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. We didn't invite everybody over. No, okay. Thanksgiving was different. But even our meals, if you think about that, you're serving 11 people.
That's
you know,
what
three,
I mean.
Three
how
times a day.
Go, I mean, I go to the grocery store, exhausted. And I can't believe it. First of all, how expensive things are.
Yeah.
I mean, welcome to the Schmidt's thing.
I just, I have a
the more, groceries are brought
I
to the
this.
Rear.
I have more appreciation.
I shall take care of it, Mrs. Schmidt.
Yeah. I think about what you're talking about now, and I think, how did they do it?
I know.
You know, I have much more
truly.
Appreciation. I wish I would have appreciated it at that time.
Yeah.
Whatever that's like.
Well, your
more
mom is still with
I know.
Her.
I don't know. She knows it.
I gotta go to a quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Here on a good looking
Wednesday.
On a good looking Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
All
yes.
Right. All
Yo,
right. Got a text here from Terry. Terry says nothing wrong with using frozen vegetables. Back in the day, they would recommend frozen peas for vasectomies.
Just lay it on there.
Hmm. I've heard that. But, I mean, they really hold their coldness. And they
sure.
don't melt. Yeah. You know, it's not a mess when they melt. It's not like, you know.
Why would, I was going to say that about the plastic. That's serious plastic they're wrapped
in.
Oh, that's
absolutely.
Not gonna leak.
That's
yeah.
not going anyplace.
All right, well,
yeah.
okay. That's
No, I'm totally fine with that. Yeah. I've never had that done, by the way. I don't even like saying that word.
That
I get queasy saying certain words it, about medical
the
things.
The password is vasectomy.
Yeah. And I passed on it. Yeah, that.
What would be the hint for that? Hey, we got to start a prize. We're going to give a prize package.
Male
Whoever
sterilization.
Texts us in, the bet, like if they're doing password and the password was vasectomy, what would be the perfect clue?
But the guy said, just go get a bunch of movies and a couple bags of frozen vegetables.
And just sit back and watch it. Yeah.
All right. I didn't do that.
Todd? Todd's got it. Whenever I see a certain smirk on Todd's face, I know he's thinking something.
He doesn't
want to
participate.
But he doesn't want to, like, take it out sometimes.
Yeah.
As soon as the mics are off, he'll come out with it.
Yeah.
But anyway, but those guys from Home Medical, they're just great, aren't they?
Right.
Great
and what
guys.
They're doing...
HME, Home Medical, the old Brennan Buick.
It is. And, you know, a showroom, it's
That's
cool
where
to
I
walk...
bought my Ford Probe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big room, and it's kind of cool to walk around there, and it's like, wow. It makes sense what they develop.
Yeah.
It just, somebody's got to really spend time with people who are
I was so proud. That's
say,
so, that, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. That is the only new car I've ever bought in my life. I've only bought one new car in my entire life. That was it. Okay? So I thought this was, it was almost looked like a Camaro a little bit, kind of really sporty, blah, 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 blah. And then in a very short time, and excuse my language here, what I'm going to say, but then it became known as a chick car.
Really?
That, yeah.
Really?
And it's almost, that's what happened
with... A Ford Probe?
Yeah. That's what happened with Mustangs, too. Mustang, I was reading a thing about that. They came out with the Mustang, which was hugely popular, I think in 64, but so many women were buying it that they had to make it a little more sporty. Then they came out with, like, the Mach 1s and those kind of things with the Mustangs. Remember those? Mm-hmm. They had to make it a little bit muscle, more muscle car-ish, because that was, like, their answer to, like, the GTOs and the Camaros and everything. But it became so popular with women that for the guys, it had to be made a little more sporty and more, you know, macho. A little more muscle. Hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. So my Ford Probe, was a known as a chick's car. And then I told you what happened to it. I'm backing out of Brett Favre's driveway. I'm not trying to drop names.
Never. No.
But I had to go over every Monday morning and interview him. He was still in bed. I just propped the thing up on the pillow.
Right.
And I'm backing out. I was in a hurry to get back to the radio. And it's one of those... Lived over in Park Place.
Yeah,
and it's one of those driveways that curve way down. So when you're looking out your back, you can't see the pillars on both sides of the sidewalks because it's so steep. Mm. See what I mean? So you're looking back. And I smashed right into one of his pillars.
Oof. Yeah.
And his mom did the exact same thing with a big Ford Explorer. So I asked him, I said, hey, Brett, you want to, I mean, that's, I'm insurance and Brett. Oh, John, you got to be careful.
That was it.
No, here's... $10,000 to help
So I've had two quarterbacks kind of screw me over.
Yeah.
The other one was Lynn Dickey.
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn, the car I bought from you, the Buick, the engine blew. Boom, I'm glad I got rid of that one I did. Yep.
You want to hear the passwords that came in?
Yeah.
So the password is what again?
Vice.
No. Do you mind?
Yeah.
The password is... I have a hard time saying it. Go ahead and say it. The password is vasectomy.
All right.
So I have a hard time saying weird medical words. I get too squeamish.
So Greg texted in with snip, snip, but that would be illegal. Two words, yeah, right?
Two words. Nope.
And Tori said castrate.
Oh, I can't say that word either. But okay, those are two good words.
That would get them think that could be the word.
I think that is.
Hmm.
You're in the lead.
Yeah, I think so.
Nikki, you got a word?
Oh, I'm eating here.
Yeah, you're eating that soup. Really,
that soup
you're
is so good.
Into that
I mean,
soup.
Everything that you know, just go to the website, look it up. All those 17 restaurants. We're gonna go get soup now. I think we're going. Let me see if Nikki wants to go. You can't go, right?
No, you could bring me some.
No.
Tomorrow, of course, we'll be live out at Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. Can't wait to do that. You'll meet Kim and Adam. And Rose,
right. The grandma that put it all together.
You know, she's got a little bit of problem with her Achilles, too.
Really?
But she gets around like
I'll bring
this.
The other crutch.
I don't think she needs it. She can run circles around you. I was watching her yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's obvious that she runs that place.
Yeah, I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could. Yeah.
Sensing that.
Had a great sandwich there. Out there yesterday. And
did you?
Chips.
Yeah. What'd you have? Did you have the avocado?
I had...
Because that sounds really good, that bacon avocado.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called. The Gibbler. Which has turkey on it and some cranberries and on a croissant.
Phenomenal.
Cream cheese.
Just something about cranberries, just add that angle. That
absolutely.
A little sweetness, but a little tang.
It does,
you know, I did
chicken.
That. I did that with a salad I had
that last
night. With the frozen vegetables, actually. Yeah. I wanted to put those in. And I took an apple.
Yeah.
And I cut that up in little pieces. Those pieces of apple, and I put in some almonds and little things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Take just a bland, boring, whatever. Makes all the difference in the world just by having that little something.
Cranberries, and maybe you can put pieces of orange or tangerine on there, too, and that just adds a lot to a salad. Yeah, I like...
Some walnuts, maybe, for some crunch.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's why I had almond. Yeah. You know, my brother, I put my brother onto Tang, the liquid Tang, that I should, like, get an endorsement for this.
I was just going to say.
He puts it on salads. He puts his Tang, squirts Tang on salads. It's phenomenal.
It's a little weird, isn't it?
It's sweet, but I don't
they
know.
Make they make orange flavored salad dressings,
right?
You know,
yeah.
So that's what it is, and it's really good.
Yeah,
I can't say enough about my Tang. My Tang is my best friend.
Mino and the Mayor, brought to you by Tang.
My Tang,
exactly
for astronauts and radio show hosts.
Yes.
So what's your Tang?
Yeah,
my Tang. Hey, this is a good week. Tomorrow, Vintage, and then we're going to see the Beatles Friday. Waverly Hall.
That's right.
You are
Waverly Beach.
Yeah, and then
American English.
We got that thing Sunday at the Lambeau. This is gonna be a fun week. you know, I don't want to spend too much time with you, but I'll see you there.
I'm not doing any of these things if I'm on crutches. I'm not good with these crutches. I'm going to fall and break a hip.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning, I'm the mayor.
See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll be joined by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson to talk about immigration in the city before talking with Dr. Robert Craig about the latest threats to our democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Thomas Crapper Day. The guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump insisting that the United States should take over the Gaza Strip. Reaction from the Middle East, a resounding no from officials in Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, and some European countries. President Trump says he wants to open Gaza to private development and turn it into the Riviera of the Middle East. Offers for federal government buyouts have now expanded to include the entire CIA workforce. The president is expected to sign a new executive order aimed at banning trans athletes from women's sports. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
It directs federal agencies, including the Department of Justice, to enforce it. And if universities do not comply, the White House warns they could not only lose federal funding, but also face legal action. The president is expected to sign this at an event later at the White House today. And they do expect some sporting organizations, including the NCAA, to follow suit.
Police in suburban Columbus, Ohio, are searching for the person who opened fire on workers inside a cosmetics warehouse. One person killed, five wounded. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.